Have you ever had any interesting cases where you've proven a person's innocence?
Well, yes. One of my favourite cases, and it's just because the prosecution evidence was so strong on paper, was the burglary of a rugby club. What happened was the CSI attended and found a palm print and a fingerprint on the white internal kitchen door that was thought to have been touched by the offenders. Now, this finger and palm print was identified to a person who played rugby at the rugby club, but that was 4 years ago, and he hadn't been in the rugby club for 4 years. This was the only evidence against him, so the police went back and spoke to the chairman of the club, and he said, well, this door in particular had been painted white 18 months prior to the burglary and had also been cleaned.
What did your examination entail?
Well, I compared and agreed that the finger and palm print identifications had been correctly attributed. But Keith Borer consultants, we always try and do a bit more of a forensic examination, so we always try and attend the scene, just because it gives us so much more information than we'd normally get from a paper study. So in this case, I attended the rugby club and I found out exactly where the finger and palm print were recovered. And they were consistent with actually pushing the door open with the left hand. But upon closer inspection of the door, the finger and palm print were actually formed in a 3D impression in the white paint.
What did this mean for the defendant?
Well, it was really good for the defendant because fingerprints in paint indicate the contact occurred when the paint was still wet, which in this case was 18 months ago. But something didn't really add up because the defendant had said that he hadn't been in the rugby club for 4 years. So as part of my examination, I took a test lift from the impressions in the paint, which is essentially a piece of sellotape. When I pulled the sellotape off the door, it actually removed the top layer of the white paint. And underneath, it revealed a yellow layer of paint. And in that old yellow layer of paint was exactly the same finger and palm 3D impression formed in this older layer, plus the other fingers from the entire left hand. This yellow paint had been applied over 4 years ago.
Did this mean you were able to establish what had happened?
Well, yes. Over 4 years ago, the door was painted yellow. The defendant touched it whilst the paint was still wet and whilst he had legitimate access to the rugby club when he was still playing there, and he left a full left-hand impression in the paint. Several years later, which was 18 months before the burglary, the door was painted white, but the palm print and one of the fingerprints remained as 3D impression in the paint. It was actually visible through the white paint. So 18 months after the door was painted white, the burglary occurred. The CSI attended, didn't realise the fingerprints were in paint, and recovered those fingerprints. The prints were identified, and it was put to the donor of the fingerprints to explain his fingerprints at the scene of this burglary. And of course, the true explanation that he gave sounded implausible, if not completely impossible. So it was only by our thorough forensic examination of the scene that we actually found out this vital evidence. Otherwise, this innocent person would very likely have been found guilty.